Good afternoon, everyone. As you recently read, Riverside County's got into the red tier. We talked about this about a week ago, so we were preparing for that. Now, as we go through this opening, keep in mind as we close certain things, the state and county are not always consistent about one activity to the other. So we have to go through this kind of carefully, activity by activity, to give you the different issues at hand. One activity could be different from another activity, even though they might seem the same. So even though the gym can open, for example, the indoor pool may not. They're still specific about that. Now, I personally think that might be crazy. The virus doesn't live in chlorinated water, so what's the problem here? But, you know, we can't make that judgment call. We have to just follow the rules. We're going to be talking about guests too. There are issues with guests. We're trying to determine about tracking, and then we also have to deal with occupancy loads. So if we, for instance, in the restaurant, if we have an occupancy load, when do we open for guests? And if residents can't sit down to eat because of guests, is that fair? So board will be talking about that. So let us know. So let's go through some of these items that deal with the red tier. Also keep in mind, the board also has a responsibility to staff. And so there's also OSHA requirements involved in this as we open. Businesses are being fined tens of thousands of dollars if we don't implement OSHA requirements during this time in order to keep staff safe. So all these elements come together. Now, the next board meeting is on 3/29, and we're going to be going over all these guidelines very carefully because we have to review the guidelines for each activity. So if you have a specific question about a certain activity, let us know so we put that down and we be sure to go through it. Some activities will be allowed, some activities won't. Some clubs will be able to open, some clubs will not. Now, the big change is indoor gatherings is now allowed. So, indoor gatherings with modifications, and under their modifications, three households may meet indoors. Once again, the HOA is not looking for a violation on private property. And then each of you need to weigh this based upon your own situation. You know, the indoor gatherings are allowed, and naturally, if you all have a vaccine, it's probably pretty safe. So now, guests become an issue here based upon state and county requirements as far as tracking the guests. In the past, we were required to get the names of each guest. Namely, like for instance, because we require reservations for residents, it's because the state and the county has required us to keep track of who's using what part of the facility, at what time, and with whom. That's why we need all the names for tennis reservation, all the names for pickleball, all the names of people in the outdoor pool. Because if somebody were to get the virus and the county requested it, we would have to give the names of everybody that was in the pool at the same time. Well, that creates a problem, this guest situation, because our program doesn't allow for a guest to input their information. So staff is looking at that to try to determine how are we going to be able to do guests, and if it's strictly just manual, can we do that and keep residents and staff safe? So for the moment, there are still no guests except for golf. There is guests, as we've said before, for walking on the streets and in the North Channel area. But for the activities, there's still no guests. But we'll be going over that 3/29. Now, the indoor pool is closed. I just told you the indoor pool is closed. Very specific in the red tier, the indoor pool may not open. Now, we did increase the outdoor pool to 10 people. We went from 8 to 10. So keep that in mind. I believe that reservation system is already online. Now, as far as clubs and groups, an example, all of the card-playing groups may not participate indoors. So all of those card-playing groups is closed for the moment. But there will be some clubs or groups that could open. So get me your question about your particular club or group so the board can go over that. An example, a club or group, like a dance group. We might be able to put that dance group under fitness, in which case then those classes might be able to open. So get me your specific questions and we'll go through that. Now, Shadows is now open indoors. We have capacity limits. Now, there's a difference between indoor and outdoor in this sense. Indoors has a capacity limit of 24 people. Outdoor doesn't have a capacity limit. It has a distancing limit. So we just have to be aware of the distancing limit. Both the indoor and outdoor would be open. There's a maximum of 8 people per table. You still need to wear a mask when you come in. You need to wear a mask till you sit down. Then you may take the mask off. You need to put your mask back on if you go to the bathroom or go to leave. Library will stay open. So that will get better. We think the occupancy load will change, in which case, then we'll let you know. Church services can begin Sunday, March 28th. So masks are required, though, at all times. The basic rule under the red tier from the state and county is that when you're indoor, you have to wear a mask at all times. So keep that in mind. All right, the fitness center will be open. I believe that the reservation system will go online tomorrow. The capacity limit, Montecito, 13 people at one time. Santa Rosa is 9 people at one time. Reservations are required, and they'll want to see your resident ID card. We want to make sure that it's you. Each reservation is 45 minutes. Masks are required at all times, and we are now asking residents, when you're in the gym, you need to clean your equipment before and after with one of the sanitary wipes. We are not going to have, as we open, enough staffing to be there for every single activity to clean every single piece of equipment when it's used. So we now need residents to help with that. Otherwise, we wouldn't have enough staff. We wouldn't be able to open it. So keep that in mind. You have to clean the equipment before and afterwards. So let's see what else we have that I've talked about. The movie theaters are allowed to open, so you'll be getting information about the movie nights. And the location will just depend on how many reservations we have. The board will be talking about extending the hours of gym and pool. So we're working on that now. So hopefully in the next week or so, we will get at the next board meeting, which is a week and a half, 10 days away, whatever it is, 2 weeks. We're looking at trying to extend those hours till 8 p.m. instead of 6 p.m. The fitness classes, we're going to be arranging to move the fitness classes indoor. Once we move the fitness classes indoor, we'll be closing down the outdoor. We don't want a conflict between the two, and naturally the outdoor takes a whole lot more staffing manpower. And let me see here. Card rooms are closed, so all the card games are closed. Billiards is closed. It depends on how the state classifies you as to what is open and closed. Crafts is currently closed, but we're checking on that one to see what can be possible. And with that, I think I got, that's just to answer the preliminary questions. This will be moving hopefully quick. Hopefully we'll be getting to the next level real fast where things start happening. But the basic idea, indoor, you have to wear a mask at all times. And gatherings are allowed indoors, 3 households. So keep that in mind. And other than that, get me questions, and the board will be going over this very, very carefully. So the questions we'll put together so we get legal on it and we get staff on it, and hopefully we can open up more and more soon. The good news is, at least the light's getting much brighter, And hopefully with time here, if we all get shots, maybe we can even accommodate people with vaccines much faster in certain areas once we get county approval. Take care of yourselves. It's looking much better. Thank you for your help and support, and we'll be talking soon. Take care.